Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the new year brought in an Arctic blast that a lot of plants that are in the ground now, greens and wheat and some winter vegetables, probably didn't care for it just a great deal.
No, they didn't. That cold air came through like a train coming through the southeast, I'll tell you, and then it was gone and 70 degrees 3 days later last week. But yeah, you're right. Our crops out there got some damage. We don't know how severe yet, but I think the farmers probably do by now. But we touched base with a good many of them last week to learn that there was really some damage from one end of the state to the other.
Now, I understand that greens really took the hardest hit.
Well, that's right. Young plants, tender, like that, without any coverage, like, say, your strawberries and whatnot, got some. So how much will have to be plowed up, pulled up, start over? Just not sure yet. But our strawberry guys who covered and those who have the high tunnel barns, which is basically a greenhouse without sides, they seem to see some help from that. One farmer pointed out he recorded a 12-degree difference or something between under the barn and outside, so that's a pretty significant way to help insulate from it.
Now, what about down in the low country? Charleston has a lot of things like that in that area, and they never see temperatures like this, so I would imagine those farmers were very unprepared.
Well, you're right. I read a story in the Charleston paper. My good friend, the Ambrose family, who farm out on Wabnalaw, they reported some damage. The manager down at Grow Food Carolina, which is Sarah Clow, she said spotted damage but didn't have a feel for it yet. So, yeah, no one was safe from this cold blast. But as one good farmer pointed out, better to have a cold January than a warm January.
Well, and there's going to be some benefits from all that cold weather, and one of them is going to be insect reduction, we hope.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. But also, people a lot of times ask about the orchard crops, and our peach trees obviously need those cold temperatures for an extended period of time in order for the crop to set for the following year. So again, for a number of our crops like wheat and rye and oats, some of our winter grains, they're young enough that this really doesn't impact them. So if we're going to have cold weather, it's better in January than March or April, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. We don't want any of this coming through whenever trees are in bloom.
No, like 2007, I think it was, when wheat is already setting and heading out, and then in the middle of April, it looked like late July. It really did, with the crop had just destroyed. So we just don't need that. On top of all the challenges that last year's rainfall presented for us, which, you know, was much more widespread than this. So we hope that this is our cold weather event of the winter.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.